It's always great talking with the Member Solutions clients. You guys rock, and definitely you rock the party at the Super Show. That was fun. And let me tell you, Kathy and Angela are great hosts, and I just want to thank you for your hospitality. Today we're going to cover quite a bit of great information. My goal is always to give you information you can use and to make easy for you to implement. Give you the tools to make it happen is my goal. To get the most out of the teleseminars when taking notes, you want to do three things. One, you want to write down as much information from the seminar as you can. I actually have three seminar notebooks full of great information I can refer back to anytime, and I really, really recommend you get in a nice notebook so you can write down the notes. Sometimes you get in the zone of just listening and you forget to write things down, and all those little details can make a difference. Number two, you want to write down other ideas that you come up with during the seminar. A lot of times different things will spark different things you're thinking about, and I want you to write those down. And number three, write down how you can implement the ideas in your school about what we're talking about. Think about it. If you see yourself taking action and you're writing those notes down, by the end of the seminar, you'll already have an action plan you can get started right away, because we know that great ideas are just ideas unless you take action, and that's the key. Many of you know that I took my first location from 150 students to close to 500 students in just 2 years. Now, it seems like a lot, but actually, if you think about it, it's only 15 students net a month. I was able to lower my attrition to just under 3% by keeping strong floor statistics and obviously improving by having that information, which I have on our site, and then allows the marketing strategies to really work and make the school grow. So that's an achievable number, 15 members a month. Over the course of 2 years, you'll be able to grow your school the same way. Now, that's not an out-of-control number. And if you can net $15,000 per month in 5 years, you'll be the next martial arts millionaire. And both of those are achievable, and both of those are my goal for you. There's nothing that gets me more excited than seeing martial arts schools thrive. And I want to see them be successful. I think we have the greatest career. I think we make the greatest changes for people's lives. And definitely we need to achieve great success in our own lives. How I did it was pretty simple. And over the last 6 months, I've recreated the programs I use to do it at a whole nother level so you can achieve the same success or even better. And I'm super passionate about martial arts schools succeeding and obviously the industry going to the next level. That's what Millennium Training is all about. Let's get started today. Most schools want four things, and I just want you to write these down. Number one, most schools want a lot of exceptional students. You want a lot of students, but you want a lot of exceptional students. And that's what I call martial arts athletes. Martial arts athletes are different. They're strong, they're fast, just like every other athlete, but they can protect themselves, which makes them superheroes. So we tell the kids, you're a martial arts athlete, you're like a superhero. Number two, everyone wants a great staff. A well-trained staff that can take care of the different departments you have at your school and that can obviously teach great classes and enroll new members. The third thing most schools want is more income. Who doesn't want to get more income to do more things for their family and to give back to society? And the fourth thing that everyone wants is a great lifestyle. This meaning that you're able to do the things that you want to do to help the people you want to have, if you want multiple houses, if you want great vacations, and you want to really do your hobbies more often, that's all achievable running a tremendous martial arts school the right way. And that's what I want to give you. Today's not a business seminar, but it's a marketing seminar. You can get the business information from our site as well. Let's go to marketing. In the recession, marketing has been a bit of a challenge, so you have to adjust your strategy just a little bit. Ads don't work great. Direct mail is getting limited results. First thing first that I want to review is only 1% of the population ever wants to take martial arts. So our goal is to break out a bit and offer courses that people want to take. We want to reach the community with cool in-house events. That's important that students are excited to invite friends to. That's important. It's got to be a cool event. Or number two, it has to be a super valuable event that parents will talk about, that they will invite their friends, their coworkers to, and, of course, bring their own children to and bring their family members to. You want to have both. Today we're going to cover the four programs that will get your parents and the community talking about your school. What percentage of parents want their kids to get good grades? What percentage of parents want their kids to be healthy and fit? what percentage of parents want their kids to be safe? What do you think that number is? Statistics show that over 80% of parents want these things for their children. So do you want to market to the 1% or to over the 80% of the people in your community? Knowing those percentages will give you a perspective on how valuable teaching a few courses and adding different lessons can be and what an impact you can have in your school and obviously getting new people to try your school. When I was building my school, I totally thought outside the box, and that's why I was able to grow the school so fast and achieve that success. My second point. Let me ask you a question. I need you to write this down to see if you know the answer. What is your number one client, or who is your number one clientele that you want to market to? Now, I need you to think about it for a quick second. Who are the best clients that buy everything that you have at your school, who sign up for all the events, who do anything that you tell them? They enroll on your best programs. They enroll all their kids and everything. Who is that person? That's the person you want to fill your school with. Now think about it. You probably have a few people in your mind popping up. You have to remember the Pareto theory that 20% of your clients are probably going to give you 80% of your money. They buy more, they spend more, they enroll more people, they tell more friends. Those are the clients that you want. Now the people that are popping in your mind, what age are they? What sex are they? How many kids do they have? Do they have money? Here's the answer to the perfect client in our industry. I've researched this a ton, and this is super valuable information. It can save you a lot of money. After researching billing companies and researching with a lot of schools, the number one client for our industry is this. It's a female, age 32 to 40, and $70,000 or more combined income between her and her husband with 2.5 kids. Again, I'll repeat that because this is valuable information. It's a female, age 32 to 40, $70,000 or more combined income with 2.5 kids. Now, where can you find these clients? You need to be like a hawk in your city and find out where these people are. And I'll give you a perfect example. There's a country club that I work out at. If I was to open a school in that city, that's the mailing list that I would want. And I'm there every morning, and the gym is filled with nothing but affluent moms who have just dropped their kids off from school. That's the demographic. That's the person that I want at my school or who I want to market to. So keep that in mind. That's really going to help you to put in perspective those two great important things. Now, doesn't that client sound like the perfect candidate who will bring their family to a kid safety course, that'll bring their family to an A-plus success course? That is the perfect client. So now we've aligned with 80% of what parents want, and we have an idea of the perfect client. The third point that I want to make today is goodwill marketing. Now, I talked a little bit about goodwill marketing in our last teleseminar, but goodwill marketing is important, and I want to make this point because this is what I use to really go over the edge. Goodwill marketing builds preference over other businesses, and that's important. And it also builds reciprocity with the clients that are taking the courses that you're doing. Many business strategists will tell you you have to have a goodwill strategy program with your business. And right now with the economy, it can be the deciding factor if your school dies or thrives. What Kathy said earlier is a great point. There are schools that are doing better and having the best summer ever. If you're not a part of that, I want you to be a part of that. I want you to have the tools that you need to be successful. My friend made a comment yesterday about three of his new black belts. And he said, you know, I had three new black belts out of the 10 new black belts at graduation last week, and they came from other schools. And he wasn't bragging. They didn't come to his school because they didn't like it. They loved their school. They became because the school shut down. And that just breaks my heart, and that's depressing. I don't want schools shutting down, especially if the students are liking the school. So that's important. Goodwill marketing gives you preference, meaning that people choose your business over others. Think about it. If there's 10 other schools in your city, if you're the one doing kid safety talks 2 to 3 times a year, you're in the school system donating your time, you're doing fundraisers for the school system, you're helping all the kids in the community get better grades through an A-plus success course for good grades, they're going to choose your school over the other 10 schools. And I know that because I had 27 schools in my city, and now there's only a handful of them left. teaching school demos, offering free kid safety courses, that kind of thing is what gives you preference over other businesses. Enrolling members is easier because they appreciate what you're doing in the community. Other business owners team up with you because they want to help you promote your free community events. Parents will donate their time and help you to promote the events and will tell more people about your business. It makes it easier for your staff to go into other businesses and to talk about your business because you're doing great events for the community. And nonprofit companies get you in the doors and in front of stores. I like that. Nonprofit gets you indoors and in front of stores. And that's what the Personal Achievement Academy, and that's what the four classes or courses I'm going to talk about today will help you do. You also reach more people. What's your average response from an ad or a coupon? Most schools give me the same exact answer. Every time we're doing a seminar, I like to ask this question. I like to get a lot of data from a lot of schools to give you, a real precise analysis on what's going on out in the industry. And I just don't make this stuff up. I want to give you that, and I also want to know it for myself. I get the same answer. Most schools say between 5 and 8 calls what they get for an ad, and most ads are right around $300 to up to where, $500, $600. And then also, out of those 5 or 8 calls, usually about half of them show up. So our kid safety course has helped numerous schools, when we just launched it over the summer, draw over 50 families to their event, and on average between 40 and 50 members to each event. I would recommend 3 kid safety events a year, which is over 150 new families coming to your school a year. We had a school that holds the record right now, and I hope that you can break this record at 280 families. When I was filming the program, I gave it to one lady who had just opened her school. She had 280 families come in for the kid safety event over 2 weeks, which is phenomenal results. Most schools would hope to get 280 intros over the year. Now, our second, where can you reach every kid in the city? The school district and or private schools. Doing just 8 school demos a month will get you between 2 and 4 attendees per class. Remember, if there's 30 to 40 kids, you're only going to get 2 to 4 attendees per class. 10% is usually the highest that we get that come from a school demo. That means that if you do 8 a month, remember, we do it twice a week. We do 2 school demos on Thursday and 2 school demos on Friday. We fill up our class, and we do that twice a month. That's 20 to 30 families trying out your special KidSafe class that you're giving them or your ABC's course, and that's 240 to 360 intros per year. Now, that's with no ads or coupons or any other marketing strategies. The point is goodwill marketing gets people in your door, and that's one of the biggest challenges that we're having right now in the industry, and that's why these programs are so valuable. Take a look at the presentation that we have now, and as you're popping that up, again, I want to review. Here on the presentation, there's 4 different programs. If you see page 2, 3, and 4, you're going to see some different things that we have. The goal is I want to get you the most interest you can to help more people test drive your school. The Personal Achievement Academy, which is these 4 programs are under, is a nonprofit program and company designed to help inspire kids in the community to instill confidence, self-esteem, and motivation, number one, to improve grades, number two, and to improve health and to teach families important child safety techniques. This is how we're going to engulf the community in your business. As a member of this program, you are the official presenter of these 4 programs. Number one, the first program you'll see there is our character development program. You teach students, of course, the lesson of the week. Okay, there's 4 lessons on the front. And you give parents, this is the important part, you give parents the family handout so they can read the same lesson 2 to 3 times a week with their kids at dinner time or what we say at bedtime, at least 2 to 3 times a week. And then on the back side of the handout are cool little missions that the students can do to earn what we call Champion for Life points. And this includes doing just little things around the house, doing things at school, and doing things at your martial arts school. That's just powerful. We set up the Wall of Champions where kids and students and instructors can sign and teachers can sign the Wall of Champions. And then what happens, they start getting the lessons of the week emailed to them, and we just put that up a few weeks ago. So students are now also are getting their teachers involved, and their teachers sign off the bottom of the form saying that they, you know, maybe they told the teacher the three rules of the attitude of a champion, and then the teacher signs it off. And that allows the teachers to sign it off, and it invites them or invites you to come to speak to their class. It just gets them involved in what the Personal Achievement Academy is, so we can get the teachers talking about your school. Number two, if you turn the page, is a school demo program. I've done two presentations for Member Solutions on the school demo program, which are great, and I'm not sure if you can find those in the archives. Kathy can probably let you know that. But they're really great presentations. You are the official presenter of the different school talks that help educate the students on various topics. You have three great presentations for elementary kids. You have the PE teacher for the day, which is awesome. You have the career day speaker, and both of those are for junior high programs. And then you also have what we call our Champion for Life seminar, which I usually do at graduations, which is great. And on top of that, you also offer fundraising opportunities for the schools. Over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're totally revamping our Personal Achievement Academy site, which is awesome. We're going to put these four programs on here, and we're also going to put your school up as the official presenter in the community. So when we advertise the teachers and that kind of thing, they can go on our site, and they can also see the presentations, the videos, the commercials, that kind of stuff on the presentations and the fundraisers, so that they can obviously see that you're an official person to an official nonprofit company. If you turn to page number three, our Kids Safety Course. Three times a year, you hold the Keep Our City Safe. That's our campaign, Keep Our City Safe campaign. That's our Kids Safety Course, and you get hundreds of families to the event. Your school will give out students in the school invitations to the event because it's nonprofit and a free community event. Businesses will allow you to set up in front of their stores to give out invitations. And obviously, your parents are going to get super involved. Our goal is to get parents to invite five people to the events. And your school name will get plastered everywhere. And the complete marketing program is done for you, and the ads and tickets, all that stuff, as well as the school demo program. All the stuff is top quality, high-end graphics, so it just makes it really take it to a whole new level. And our fourth program, which is our newest program, what we're going to talk about today is what we call the Success Course for A-plus Grades. So if you want to turn the page, this program is great for back-to-school time. And as the official presenter and a member of our nonprofit company, you're going to be able to set up a booth at Walmart, Sam's Clubs, Targets, and other businesses to give out invitations to the special course during the back-to-school time. You hand them the nonprofit letter, which you'll see included it's towards the very end. You also can put your official information on what we call the official presenter letter. Just basically tells them about the program at the bottom. You just put your logo and your school name and address to put on there. You could also make a deal. If you don't want to set up a booth, that's cool. I like to do it, of course, like we always talk about, only go for the two busiest hours of the day when most families talk to the manager. And you can also, if you don't want to do that, you can make a deal with them to put an invitation in every bag for kids that come in and buy school supplies and things like that as an added bonus to their sale. On your pass, you'll see at the very end, there's a generic pass on there, and you just put your information on there, your date, your time, your school information. But you also want to put that this course is, you know, a $40 value. You can put a $100 value. It doesn't matter. It's a seminar. You know, of course, it depends on the demographics you're marketing to and what you decide on that. But a minimum, the course should be at least $40. And it's a $40 value that they're getting to the first 10 or 15 callers or 25 callers who come in. You know, put Target on there. Put special Target back-to-school seminar or workshop. I like to put family workshop because we want the whole family to come to the event, which I'll get to in just a minute. So that's important. You can make a deal with them to do that. I want to just click on the course right now just for a second so I can review the course with you. This is an easy course to teach, and I want you to think of this. All of our courses always incorporate martial arts and health and exercise in them. Number one, you don't want to sit and talk for 45 minutes. Obviously, you want to get them interactive, you want to get them moving around, you want to get them excited and motivated, and that at the end is what's really going to make the class exciting. Sometimes it's a little awkward, you got to get the parents and the kids out of their seats, but it's really not that big of a deal, and that awkwardness at the end is what, again, gets them out of their comfort zone and makes the class more valuable. When you start the course off, there's a couple ways you can do it. One, if you're already advertising a back-to-school success intro, that's awesome. You can hand these materials right to them and just cover a couple of them, but give them the materials to take with them, and then when they come back for the second intro lesson, you give them the take-home quiz, they bring it back, and then you give them the certificate to graduate. Another way that you can do it, and the way that I like to do it, is I like to hold a big mass seminar. I like to get everybody involved, and I like to get my students involved. And so what I like to do is obviously offer the course to them. Now, if you want to make some money on the event, you can totally do that. What parent wouldn't pay $40, $60, or $99 for a two-lesson workshop or maybe a two-hour workshop on improving their grades? Because the material in here is awesome. There's a lot of great things that are going to help them to get better grades and the materials you can give them. And obviously you can see the branding is really cool and high value. So you can charge for the course. If you don't want to charge for the course, or if you do charge for the course, you can include a friend or family member that can come to the course with them. I always like to include a friend in any events that we do, and the reason why is because it gets the parents talking. They like to hand out the invitations. Hey, my son's going to this. Would you like to go? I know you're talking about your child's grades, or you're talking about this. It gives them something to talk about your school, and that, of course, is super valuable. And the other way you can do it is obviously you can do it for free as a free community event, and you can get your parents to invite people, and obviously you're going to invite the community. You can do it in a two-hour workshop, and again, I'm giving you different variables. I don't want to confuse you, but I like to give you different variables because all of you are in different situations, different size schools, and different things. So pick the ones that are best for you as you're writing these notes down. You can also do it for free and obviously make it a free community event. You can do the two-hour workshop, which is in one class. They go through the entire thing. You give them, at the end, about 10 minutes to go through their quiz, which is super easy. And then, obviously, you hand out their certificates at the end, and you review a cool martial arts class with them, and then graduate them at the end. The other way that I like to do it is I like to have everybody come in for the first class, get them excited. We give them the success board at the very end, which I'll cover, and then they come back for the second class to break their board, to do their martial arts white belt test, and to obviously do the graduation with their take-home test. So a couple different variables about the way you can do it. Again, you can do a 1 2-hour workshop, or you can do it as two lessons, or you can do it as your regular intro course. Just add in the success board and add in the take-home test, and then when they come back, they bring those materials to you. So those are three different ways you can do it. Let's talk about the beginning. Once you bring everybody in out on the floor, you have seats out on the floor, you want to make sure you have enough room that you can still hold a class in. You want to call the parents out into the center stage. You're going to go through the statistics, and you'll see that there, which is really cool. You know, the national average. What you want to do, and the goal in the beginning of statistics, is to get everybody motivated on staying in school and getting the best grades that they can. The second part is the most important A that we want to give you is obviously having the A-plus attitude. And the three things you want them to say is they're going to memorize this: always try my best, always have fun, always get better. Again, you want them interacting. You just don't want to be talking the entire time. You want them to be saying that. The third part is the concentration. We've all done this, and you've seen this in all of our instructor training videos. Focus my mind, focus my body, focus my eyes, focus my mind, focus my body. We teach them how to say that and how to stand up straight, and we do the Focus Master test, which is we give them about 15 seconds to show a high level of focus. Then after we talk about that, we do those, that's about 10 minutes, we get them up and we want to talk to them about physical fitness and how important exercising and eating healthy is. There's three different kinds of exercises we want people to get. One, we want their legs, which is the biggest muscle in their body, to get strong. We teach them how to do squats and how to do lunges. And then, of course, how to do front kicks on the bag to push away some if they were to attack us. We show them how to do sit-ups, leg lifts for their core, and we show them how to build their arms up. You'll see there that there's two fun ways to practice with your children. This is what you would be saying. There's two fun ways to work out as a family. We have what we call the 10-rep switch, where you do 10 squats, and then I do 10 squats. You do 10 squats, I do 10 squats. And we always do 3 rounds. The other way, which is really fun, is what we call the 30-second team challenge. For 30 seconds, you do as many as you can, and your partner counts for you, which is kind of fun. So you want to do those two exercises. That gets them up, gets them moving around, and then you're going to sit them down and go through the next section. The next section is 3 sections, super easy. The 8 steps for homework power. the seven different ways to improve your testing skills. That's on page 7. If you go to page 8, we go to getting the grade, which we talk to them about how to get better grades if you really want to improve on that. And then we have them stand up and we talk about self-defense. And I need you to memorize this because this is important. I use this in my seminars all the time. When you give a child self-confidence and self-defense, you eliminate fear from their life. Now, how important is that? When you eliminate fear from their life, you give them the ability and the confidence to accomplish things they didn't think they could do. That is a powerful line. If you look under self-defense, I just paraphrased it. That's basically what it says. That's what you want to get into their minds. We want to get into their minds that they need to get healthy, and which is great because when you do the mass sale at the end, you're obviously going to be enrolling the parents. They're going to be working out. They're having fun. But you just told them that you're going to help them to accomplish things they never thought they could do. On that, I always ask the students, what is something that you want to be and you want to do? I want you to really think about that, and that's important because they're going to write that down on their take-home test, something that they want have always wanted to achieve. At the very end, you're going to sit them down. They do a self-defense technique. We like to use, if you look at our kids' safety course, I usually teach the block-block palm heel. This works great. Somebody tries to grab you. Somebody tries to punch you. You know, you do like a sweeping block, and then finish with a palm heel. You know, the palm heel is just an easy strike to teach, but it's also an easy strike to break a board with. And breaking a board, obviously, is usually a part of our presentations, which, you know, gives them something easy to break the board with so that they're successful at it. So that would be the self-defense section. At the end, you sit them down, and this is important. It takes 3 people for your children to become super successful. Number 1, it takes the child to learn how to be successful. This is why it's important that you use the Personal Achievement Academy character development, because each week we give them character development, and number 2, we also give you a parent-family handout that you can read at home. Just imagine 2 to 3 times a week if you had a cool lesson you could read your kids. Wouldn't that be powerful? And they get all excited. Number 2, it takes you. And I'll put this on the parents. It takes you. You need to be a supportive parent. You need to help your children make the right decisions in their life because they're not sure what the right decisions are. And by leading by example and answering their important questions will really make a tremendous impact. We know because we teach thousands of kids all the time and we see it. And number 3, it takes positive coaches and role models. You can't do it by yourself. You need positive role models and coaches in their life, and I have dedicated my life to helping your children become a success. How powerful is that closing in your sale? That's going to get them excited about you, about your school, and about training with you. Again, you can watch this presentation on the Kids Safety course when I do the mass intro close. I also talk about the 5 powers of the martial arts, which is tremendous. Again, it's a soft sale close because what you're saying closes them by themselves. At the end, you're going to give them all a board, and we call this the success board. Now, if you're doing kid safety, this is our kid safety success board. If it's now, you're going to be calling it, and you're doing this program, it'll be our school success board. I want you to be successful in school. I want you to pick your best subject. What's your best one? The one that you love. I want you to write it on there because you probably get good grades in that. I want to make sure that you keep that good grade. But number 2, I want you to write the subject you have the most challenges with. I want you to write that on there. Now, what's really fun is I like to have the students, you know, colored in. Make it really cool. Draw it really cool on there. Draw your subjects. Make it fun. When you bring it back to your next class, we're going to break through that board, and this is going to be a reminder and a token and something cool that you can take home with you and that you can have and keep forever. You know, we recommend putting it up on your, you know, on your wall to help remind you that you are going to achieve great things in life. Now, if you turn to the next page, that's the seminar. So I'll just give you a 10-minute brief overview of the seminar. You can see how powerful that is. Not only should you just do that just for your students alone, that's powerful. Number 2, you should do it for the community, and you can do it not only just next month, getting kids prepared for school, but also in September. August and September, this course is phenomenal, and you'll keep filling your school up with people wanting to take the course. Once your parents take it, or once these people take it, don't you think if you gave an invitation to somebody and said, how powerful was this class? Don't you think there's other people in here or in your life or people that you know that could tremendously benefit from this class? I'm going to give each one of you 1 to 2 invitations to invite somebody special to this class. And again, you build that and keep building off it. The other way, obviously, you can do it is you can do it as a fundraiser for the school. once you start talking to the school teachers, there's a package that we have. I'm just putting it together, and I should have it next week for all of our members. And that is basically a package that you give to all the teachers and the principal and everything next month when they have their back-to-school meetings and things like that. You need to find out when the back-to-school time is. They're getting into their classrooms. And that package includes, obviously, your nonprofit, your official presentation, but includes the three courses that you can do. Your school, all your school demos, includes this course for A-plus grades, and includes your kids' safety course. And you can just let them know, look, during the year, I'm going to be doing these courses for our community to really make a huge impact and to really help you guys help this get the students motivated, excited to get good grades. You can also talk to the principal about doing a fundraiser. Schools right now, I just talked to the head of the PTA just a few weeks ago, which is great. I'm trying to seal a deal with the national PTA for these courses and for you guys. But the thing is he said this. He said, I love your courses, and the reason why is all the schools are looking for fundraising things to do that are healthy. They can't sell chocolate and candy anymore, and the soda machines they're pulling out and things like that because the health issues and obesity. So it's perfect timing. What a perfect time to go and say, look, I can do the Kids Safe Success Course, or I can do the Success Course for A-plus grades in September as a fundraiser, and it's $40 for the course or $25 for the course. We'll donate all the money back to you. We'll hold it at my facility, and or we can hold it at your facility. I can also do the Kids Safety Course, which is great. We get hundreds of attendees to this every time. We'll charge $25, and we'll donate all the money back to the school system. What two great programs you can do and really get into that. So we'll be putting that back-to-school package together for you, but you have all the tools to kind of actually do it yourself already. If you go to the class handout, you'll see there that this is what you're going to hand the clients. As they're doing the course, they can take all the notes on it. That's important. We know that you retain 70% more when you write things down. So, again, that's why I talked about writing notes down for the seminar, but also this for them, for your clients that are coming in. We want them to write it down so that they can obviously get it down, and they can share it with their children back and forth, writing some of the things down. So you'll see that. And then if you turn to page 11, you'll see the take-home test, really simple test. Again, you can either have them take it home, or if you want to do like a two-hour workshop, you can have them do it right at your school, whichever angle you want to do. If you turn to page number 12, you'll see the really cool success course for A-plus grades certificate. Obviously, you write the student's name in there. What I always recommend doing, you know, in getting out of just handwriting certificates, if you print this out and then you go on Microsoft Word or any program that you use and just create a template where there's a blank name and then your instructor name and the date, you know, that way when you just run it through your printer the second time, it's going to look professional. Also, I left a pretty big space there for you to put your school information on it as well, because I want you to be co-branded with the Personal Achievement Academy. So obviously, right under where it says, you know, the information, this is, you know, they've achieved it, and you write their name on top. Right under that is where you want to put your school information, or some schools like to put it underneath the date and where the instructor is. You can put your information on there. I would put your school logo. I would put your address information, and then it makes it more, obviously, more official, but also your phone number and stuff. Just in case they take the course and they don't sign up, then they'll always have that certificate and they'll have your information, which is great. If you go to the next page, page 13, you're going to see here this is your official presenter letter. At the bottom, there's the empty space there for you to put your logo and to put your information. Now, there's two ways to go about this. There's a lot of schools, and I understand that, you know, you haven't spent a lot of money on creating a really nice logo. I think it's super important in time as one of the things you need to do for branding your school. But if you have, you know, something like an eagle carrying a snake and that kind of thing, or in a skull, you know, I wouldn't recommend putting that logo on there. I would recommend just putting your name on there. Putting your name, your address, and your phone number will be great on there. If you have a cool logo, put that on there. Just because that's obviously this is something that you're going to be giving to officials. This letter is the letter that you want to give to your principal. This is the letter you want to give to all the teachers that will tell them about the course you can do. This is a letter that you can hand out to your parents to tell them about the course. This is also the information you can put on the back of your invitation if you want. If you do a half-page pass or you do a full-page pass, it doesn't matter. Anybody can shrink this down for you, or if you have a PDF program, any Photoshop or Illustrator program, any of those programs can make this smaller for you, and you can put it on a half-page. Kinko's can do it. Anybody can do it. So you put this on here, and then you put your information on the back, which talks a little bit more about the program. For instance, if you're giving invitations out, which the blank invitation is on the end of this program here, if you put those blank invitations out and you put your information on the front, you don't want to clutter it with this type of information. You just want to put on there family workshop, you know, improve your children's grades, learn the 8 strategies for better homework and that kind of thing, and how to have a positive attitude. You want to put just the little bullet points that people are going to read and your information and a call to action. First 25 attendees only, $100 value. I mean, really, there's only 3 or 4 things you want to put on there. So this information is great to put on the back. So you can read through that. It talks about the course. Again, at the bottom, there's a blank space there for you to put your official information on, for better, lack of better words. The next page there on number 14, you're going to see the nonprofit letter. This is cool. Just use it as exactly as it is there and branded with the information. And just talks about Personal Achievement Academy. Now, we launched the Personal Achievement Academy last year, and the first program, the school demo program, came out towards the end of the school year. And I did have a couple principals contact me, and I sent them a nice letter with your information on it, and everybody got into the school no problem. I also had 2 Targets and 1 Walmart just contact me for our nonprofit number. They have to have it on file, which is fine. I don't have a problem giving it to them. So I have a nice cover letter I send them that tells them that you're the official presenter, you're doing this course, here's our nonprofit organization, we're proud to help the community and to do that with, to partner up with their store. So I will give that to them, the nonprofit ID number, that's no problem, and I usually get it to them within a day or two. The last page there, you'll see the blank handout. Again, I just went over a couple cool details that you want to have on there. Pick the bullet points that you want to put on there. You want to put, obviously, your school information to contact you, and then you want to put family workshop because you want the parents there. They want to do it together with them, and you can design that just however you want. It's just designed for you to just put a little bit of text in there and to make it easy for you as a handout and a pass. So you can see how valuable that program can be. So here's your marketing strategy, back to school strategy, is number one, you want to use the timing of this. You want to use August for your, obviously, your success course for good grades, getting those invitations out, getting everybody excited. If you're doing this as an introductory course lesson, then obviously you can add this into that. You can get your students excited about it. And then you also want to use it in September, which is exciting. So in September, obviously you want to continue the same course. If you're putting together the package, obviously this is a great package to put together for your back to school time. You take this course, you take your school demo course, and you take your kid safety course, you put them together in a nice package, and you present them to the teachers when they come back to school. You present that to the principal of the school, and you let them know that you can do these courses. August and September, you want to be using this course, and then obviously you'll start your school demos in October and November, because in September you'll be collecting all your leads, obviously through your school demo program, the intent to promote, the star letter, and those type of things. Use that to get all your school demo leads, and you'll start your school demos in October, November. And then in November, we want to hold the big kid safety event, or the end of October, we can hold the big kid safety event again to fill up your school with hundreds of people. Also, you want to talk to the principal about doing this as a fundraiser. You can do both of these courses as a great fundraiser for the school system, which is great. I talked to the head of the PTA and found out that the schools are really looking for great fundraisers to do. They're looking for healthy fundraisers to do, because they're not able to use the candy sales anymore and the soda machines they're pulling out because of health issues. So what are ways? Obviously, schools need funding. You are the person to help them with that and to really get some great results. Besides selling candy and things like that, they don't get a huge amount off of. Now, if you go and you get 100 people in the school system to sign up for the $25 KidSafe course or the $40 KidSafe course, that's $2,500 or $4,000 that you're going to be able to bring to them, which is great. So take that to the principal, give them the package, give them your nonprofit letter, and then give them the information on the school demo program, the success course for A-plus grades, and, of course, your kids' safety program. Now, I want to talk about Millennium Training for just a minute to tell you about how you can become a part of it and what Millennium Training is. Basically, about 5 to 6 years ago, I started Millennium Training for the curriculum side. Everybody was starting Black Belt Clubs and Master's Club, and they needed more curriculum, and I had just come off of competing and was creating really cool forms and mixing the traditional martial arts style that we had with some fun, easy, cool, contemporary forms that everybody really liked and were easy to do but were fun and valuable, you know, had really valuable, easy techniques to teach the application to. And the students liked them a lot, which was great. So combining that and with the different weapons and things gave a lot of schools a lot of curriculum. I helped build a lot of Black Belt Clubs and Master's Clubs around the world, still do every day. So the goal is to enhance the curriculum. We created the Curriculum Design Center, which goes through each part of your curriculum and helps you to upgrade it, enhance it. We also have on the Millennium Training 2.0 site, we have all the videos, about 100 of them, to upgrade your curriculum. We also have our exciting instructor training program, which is phenomenal. Hands down, probably the best instructor training in the world. I've done probably more instructor colleges for everyone from Australia to Ireland to England to the U.S., and this course is great. It's a 6-month module, helps you build your instructor dream team, and gives you all the class plans for each month, which is exciting. It also includes our premium program, the Instructor Training Leadership Program, which is exciting. Gives you hundreds of class drills and formations, which immediately will help your classes become more exciting. And that's important for retention and building your school. Marketing is great, but if they don't like it and don't stay very long, then you're just spinning your wheels. So that's exciting. Also, I took the best 15 ideas for generating extra income from the top schools around the world. We put those seminars on there so you can listen to each one and download the documents to hold the same seminar or hold the same events at your school. And then we just added our business training program and our statistics program. We're adding Overcoming Objections with Tommy Lee, which is fantastic. So we have a lot of great resources for you on that side. The next side that I added, and that's been over the last couple of years, the next side I added this year was our marketing strategies and the Goodwill Marketing, and created the Personal Achievement Academy, which is the four programs we talked about today. When you're a Millennium Training member, you get access to all those videos, to all the programs, and then also you get a membership to our Personal Achievement Academy, which means your school is an official Personal Achievement Academy, which means you teach those classes to the community, meaning you teach the KidSafe course, you teach the A-plus grades, helping school motivate kids to get better grades and give them the tools, and you go into the school systems and do the school demos, and you also do the character development. You don't have to do the character development if you don't want, but it's a huge benefit to your program, which is great, and a huge value you can instantly add into your program right away. So you get a membership to both of those, and it's only $100 a month. I've gathered all the best information from all of my friends, from everywhere I've been, and from the experiences that I've had to make an easy track, to give you the tools to help you become the most successful school in your area or the most successful school that you want to become. And that's the goal. And it's only $100 a month, and Member Solutions loves the program so much, they decided to actually pay for your first month. When you enroll, you do have to enroll in a 6-month program. It's only $100 a month. You enroll in a 6-month program because, of course, you know, we're going through a lot of work to put you up on our websites and things like that, and you need that amount of time to get the information down. You're going to enjoy it. And my goal is after the 6 months, if you don't like it and you don't get results, obviously I don't want you to be a part of it, because my goal is to work hard for you to make sure that you do enjoy it, and you'll continue your membership at the same price, which is great too as well. Member Solutions will pay for your first month. All you have to do is pay $1 actually just to register your school into the program. That registers your school. We turn on your Millennium Training account right away, and probably within the day, you can go on and get access to all this information. Now, the number one question I usually get is, do I get all these videos in the mail? Do I have all these manuals? No, you don't. We make it super easy. We put the entire library online for you to make it easy. You don't have to carry 100 different videos around with you. You don't have to carry all these manuals. You click online, log into your account. There'll be a button that is labeled for each program. You click on that, and it'll have the manual that, and it's separated in different pages that you can download and you can read and print all you want. And then you can also just click on the video player. It pops up just like a TV. You can watch it in small screen mode, and you can watch it in large screen mode. Watch it over and over, rewind it, fast forward it, do whatever you want. You have access to the complete library any time, which is exciting because you think about where you plan your curriculum. I just had one of our members email me from St. James. He was on vacation. He goes, man, I just want to tell you I'm having the greatest day. I'm relaxing. I'm out by the beach, and I'm planning out revamping my sparring curriculum, and I'm just really enjoying the program you put together. It just makes it so easy, and I can do it anywhere I want. So you basically can go anywhere. You have computer, internet access. You log into your account, and you have access to the complete library, which makes it super easy. Every program that you see in our catalog, every program that you see on the enrollment page, everything is included with your premium membership, and it's only $100 per month, which is incredible value. It's less than you're charging per student, which is exciting, and you'll have the tools to make your school thrive. And even better than that, Member Solutions is going to pay for your first month. If you have any additional questions, feel free to email me at Roland@RolandOsborne.com. Again, that's Roland@RolandOsborne.com. Hey, I'm passionate about helping your school thrive. Let's build your school. Let's build your school and get you in the community and everybody coming to your business, because it is the business to be at. Thank you very much. Have a great day. And, of course, I wish you the best of success.